When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know if this is happy news or sad news. Well, if you are getting money from Elon Musk, you're happy. He's back to number one. Congratulations to Elon. He is he's now worth $192 billion, and he's in first place. That evil son of a CEO, Bernard Arnault, from LVMHF, Louis Vuitton. Plus, he's that's a whole family. That's the whole family thing. He's worth only $187 billion. Dropped down to number two. What a loser. I can't believe it. I don't even know why we even talk about him. So we got Elon at number one. And like I said, Bernard Arnault at number two. Jeff Bezos. Wow, he's out gallivanting the world with the soon-to-be wife, only worth $146 billion. Third. Woof, he needs to come back off the yacht, man. What are we doing? He's remodeling the house in D.C. She's spending money like it's hers. And now he's dropped down to third. Wow. Bill Gates, fourth at $126 billion. Larry Ellison, $118 billion. Steve Ballmer, $115 billion. Warren Buffett, $113 billion. Larry Page, $112 billion. Sergey Brin, $106 billion. Oh my gosh. And Mark Zuckerberg, while still in 10th place, not even $100 billion. Holy cow. And he just had a new baby, too. He's had another new kid. Wow. Mark, I hope you're burying some cash in the backyard, babe. Because, man, you're not even in triple digits anymore. A loser. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. For those of you like Mark Zuckerberg who doesn't have $100 billion, maybe you want a free donut. If you're listening live, today is June 2nd, 2023, and it's National Donut Day. Yay! So you go to Krispy Kreme and walk in. Krispy Kreme will give you a free donut right off the bat. How you doing? Keep it moving. Now you can go to Dunkin', and you're going to have to buy a drink, and they'll give you a free donut. And I'm sure there's other donut shops that'll give you a free donut. Or they'll make you, you know, they'll make you buy half a dozen and give you a couple on top or whatever. But it's donut day. It's free donut. What I think the actual title of the day is National Donut Day. So if you don't have $100 billion, or if you do, I don't think they care. You can go in and tell Krispy Kreme, yeah, I need a free donut, please. Thank you. You know, I was reading off those numbers, and it's just, you know, it's pretty amazing how much money that is. And, you know, you just can't really imagine how much money that is. We talk about winning the lottery for $300 million or whatever. Those 10 people that I just named on the billion, they spit at $100 million. Why don't they just give me, like, a couple million? I'm good. But anyway, I mean, the money is just unimaginable what you can do with that. And I want to be clear about something. I can't imagine what I would do with that money. But you simply can't imagine. You can quote me on that. I can imagine what I could do with that money, but you can't imagine. So we know now a judge has approved a wrongful death lawsuit related to cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Oh my gosh. So they've made a settlement on the Rust shooting. incredible. Now they've stopped the movie. I mean, they went back to filming. That's over now. Dear Mr. Alec has shaved his beard off and he's still blabbing on his Instagram stories about something, blah, 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 blah. It's absolutely agonized. But the order was entered yesterday, does not reveal details about the settlement. Well, let's get to it. I want to see the details. I want to know how much money is getting paid out here. To Hutchins' widowed husband, the parties settled the suit pending the court approval. So I thought he had already made the deal. He was part of the producers and he was making some money. This is just insurance money. Like Mr. Baldwin said at one point, don't let the insurance companies work it out. So let's get it behind him. And the question is, will he ever get it behind him? Because I don't think he will. This is a pretty big story. I mean, he did actually kill someone. Accident? Or no accident, there was a shot fired, and one person was wounded, and another person died from that shot. Incredible, and so sad. And I mean, and to have him act the way he acted was, well, that's why he's Alec Baldwin. So I don't know if dear old Alec listens to Paramore or not, but I'm sure he probably does, because I see where the lead singer of Paramore, Hayley Williams, and who doesn't love Hayley Williams? She is great. She's been an outspoken in her defense of transgender medical procedures for children. Who doesn't love that? I mean, for sure. Let's go in and just cut those kids up, man. Did they think that they were something else? Change them. Let's just cut it off. No problem. Don't worry about it. So she was performing over the weekend, and Paramore was performing, and I'm sure that I don't know if she did it if they just stopped singing or if it was between songs, because the one song, it's got like 450 million views on YouTube, and I've heard it. I'm familiar with Paramore a little bit. And just a little. And the one song, what's the name of it again? Oh yeah, Decoded. Transgender kids. Okay, all right, that's enough. That's enough, Paramore. Hayley, relax. Okay. Take it easy. Now, she... it wasn't between songs. They actually reported it. It wasn't in the middle of Decoded. She just didn't go, hey, 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 and then tell people that, hey, I know I'm not very effing comfortable talking politics. Aren't you, Hayley? Aren't you? Because it sounds like you are. But okay, whatever you say. She went on to say that, hey, if you vote for Ron DeSantis, you're effing dead to me. Ay, 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 ay. And then she went back to singing the song. So that's great. That's great. Why? What did Ron do to her? And is Ron? Oh, that's right. He stopped. He's not letting kids get cut up to become whatever their parents think they are. Damn him. Well, if you're going to vote for Ron DeSantis, just know that from now on, Hayley Williams, lead singer of Paramore, is you are dead to her, okay? And I think she identifies as a her. I don't know that. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink now that I found out that I'm dead to Hayley, because I could possibly vote for Ron DeSantis. I mean, it's possible, but I'm going to rethink my plans now that I could be dead to Hayley Williams and Paramore. So let's get something cold to drink in the break room, shall we? So So I see the headline, Billy Joel is announcing the end of his Madison Square Garden residency after 10 years. I mean, that's a long time, and that's his deal, right? I mean, he pays for it. He, you know, helicopters in from the house up on Long Island, does the show, pockets the money, pays everybody, and goes home. It's awesome. But he's moving out, no more. So it's coming to an end next year after his 150th lifetime show at Madison Square Garden. Pretty amazing. So I'm really surprised. I was like, wow, why is he doing that? I mean, that's easy money for him, right? I mean, you just fly in, do that. And when asked, he said that, well, you know, I'm not planning to leave New York. I'm just spending a little more time down in Florida like old Jewish people do. But then I see where he is actually planning to leave New York. I mean, he might buy some apartment somewhere, but he is planning to leave New York because his trailer park that he lived in up in Long Island, he's selling the trailer in. Yeah, I know. I know. It's a surprise. He lived on a 26-acre trailer park where he had a main dump that was about 20,000 square feet. And he's selling it for $49 million. Now, I got to say, 26 acres, Long Island. The main house is 20,000 square feet. Sits on Oyster Bay. Right, he's got a three-bedroom beach house, in-ground pool, helicopter pad, floating dock, boat ramp. He's got a four-bedroom guest house, an attached three-bedroom apartment, separate maintenance house. Yeah, you can't have. I mean, I'm not having. You people can stay over there. Okay. I mean, I appreciate you guys being here and all that, but you're not staying over here. You stay back there. And they got to take care of the bowling alley and the indoor pool and the outdoor pool and the four-car garage. Well, the four-car garage, man. What are we doing, Billy? Only four cars? No wonder it's a dump. And so he's selling that place for $49 million. That's a good price for that. I mean, if I had your money, I'd get it. But then I thought, okay, so he's moving to Florida. He's giving up. And the reason, I mean, the reason the Madison Square Garden gig was, you know, he just hopped on the helicopter in the backyard, flew into Madison Square, does the show, like I said, pays everybody off, deep pockets a few hundred thousand, flies back to the house. You know, he lands back in Long Yep, another tough night. Gotcha. Did I see one of the workers up close to this house when I was landing? Tell them to get away from me. All right. Maintenance is done during the day when I'm not here. But so for $49 million, that's a good price. But he's moving to Florida. I bet the money he's saving not living in New York, he doesn't need the Madison Square Garden gig anymore. Now, I mean, Billy doesn't necessarily need the Madison Square Garden money anyway. The guy's, you know, awesome and has created so much great content over the years. It's just amazing. And don't talk to me about his political beliefs, okay? Just don't. I don't want to hear it right now about Billy Joel. I'm trying not to think about it because I like Billy Joel and I like his work, okay? And I don't want to talk about some of the things that he actually believes in. Because I think, I wouldn't be surprised if he were asked, he may hold hands with Paramore. But I don't know that. I don't know, but I do know that he's said some things in the past that I'm like, oh, Billy, no, please, baby, no. Just, can you just sing Uptown Girl? Come on. Just come on. Can you just sing, please? Sing the hits. Thank you. One of the best shows I've ever seen. I told you this before. One of the best shows I mean, I've been to a lot of concerts. And was Elton John and Billy Joel together. It was awesome. Man, they had back-to-back, I don't know, back-to-back Olympic-sized grand pianos on the stage. And they were awesome, man. They did separate shows where they played their hits. And then they came out and did the note battle. And I'm sure they did this on every show. That's part of the deal. I got it. But, you know, they do how many notes it takes for you to recognize the song and have to let the audience sing the song. And, I mean, they're down at the end to just one note. I mean, those guys are hit machines, man. Hit machines. So, I'm sorry to say that Billy's moving out of his trailer in Long Island. I know. Hey, if he had a wraparound porch, he might stay. It's just got one of those front porches along the front. He doesn't have a wraparound. And what are you going to do? Okay, the writers need to get off of strike, all right? We need to put down the picket signs and let's get back to work, all right? Because now you're starting, now we're getting into it. It's been long enough that you're going to start affecting shows. And you're going to make me angry. I want to be on your side. I am on your side. But not if you're going to make me start. Not if it's at my expense, okay? I'm on your side as long as it doesn't affect me. I see where Jeff Bridges, it talks here about the show The Old Man suspended filming. I didn't realize they were shooting season two of The Old Man. I was really disappointed that there was only like six episodes of season one and then it was over. I mean, it just started, it was over. And it was really good. I really liked it. But it was like, wait, that's it? So I guess they were back filming, but now Bridges pulled the plug. Nope, not doing that. And he's got a lot of health issues going on too. I mean, he had the cancer. You know, he had COVID really bad. I mean, he's a big time promoter of the vaccine because you know, he had his Hodgkin lymphoma stuff that was really bad, and so he still, you know, has those challenges, and he's still working. Love him for that. So, writers, let's go. Let's get, I don't want to have Jeff, you know, drop over and then, nope, we're not, can't do that work anymore. It's over. Close it up. So they stopped the filming of Old Man because of the strike. Really incredible. I didn't realize they were shooting. I'm really kind of bummed. I didn't realize they were shooting season two. I'm happy that they were, but no. Bridges, apparently, they crossed the picket line to keep shooting as the old man was picketed, and he was a little ticked that they delayed production, and he hasn't made any public comments, but he was a little ticked that they delayed production and now they've just shut it down. He's like, you know what, nah, we're done. I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm just gonna go back home and pretend I can still smoke and drink and do everything that I'd like to be doing instead of sitting here worrying about my cancer. But we're not going to shoot The Old Man. So get the writer strike needs to end. Oh, you know who else is coming back too? Kim Cattrall. Miss, I can't work with those people anymore on Sex in the City. Uh-huh. Kim, here's a big check for you. Oh, okay. Samantha Jones is coming back in the Sex in the City reboot. Okay, so the first season of the Sex in the City reboot, she did not come back. And I will say that the character was missed because the way that it was written, and I'm forced to watch this show. I don't watch, you know, I don't watch this out of any desire to watch Sex in the City. I don't watch any desire. I'm forced to watch this show. And so the way the show was written was for her to be there. I can't, and for the whole time I kept waiting for her to show up. There were so many scenes throughout that season that I went, oh, she's going to show up here. Nope. But now she, apparently she's worked out her issues, and that would, I guess her and Sarah Jessica have made up. They've hugged, and everything's okay. And It was just girls being girls. The feud's over. And she said that she'd give me a great big paycheck. And so I'll come back, okay? Okay, you'll see how the set. So we got that to look forward to. You know, another thing I've got to look forward to is I'm sure that you have a closet full of clothes that you don't wear or you wear once in a while. And you love it. You go in the closet and you go, oh, that, I love that. But I can't wear that now. You know what you can do? You can start renting clothes. That is awesome. So there is a Buy Rotations app. And so you're able to rent your clothes. It's a clothing rental app. Now, I, you know, it sounds good, but I don't know that I want to be wearing some other fat guy's clothes. That's a nice shirt. Want to rent it from me? No, I don't know. So it's a peer-to-peer clothing rental. They're trying to make that mainstream. Oh, that's so special. By rotation, they care. So it came to the United States. It came last month, so it's here. It's here. This time, it's pissed. So rotation sounds like any other rental service, but it's not. We all know about Rent the Runway, which was a genius idea, by the way. So ByRotation has taken a social media style approach to building its community of lenders and renters. Lenders and renters. Okay. Which one are you? Encouraging dialogue and giving users the option of receiving notifications when their favorite lenders list new items. So, hey, Billy, are you going to wear your floral shirt today? Because if not, I'm going to come by and pick it up. Can you leave it hanging out on the front line for me, please? Come on now. The vision is really to be able to walk three streets down and pick. I'll come by and pick it up. Billy, can I come by and pick up the blazer? Because I'm going out to dinner. Now, it doesn't say, do I have to have it cleaned and everything when I return it? Because if not, no. If you just return, if I rent a blazer out and it comes back dirty, no. No. That is not going to happen. So anyway, that's, you have that going for you. You can start renting your clothes. I mean, you're not wearing them. So what's the big deal? Okay, so a new user, the app grew, startup is taking, ensures the renters are trustworthy and lenders' items are protected from damage. Yeah, thank you. A new user cannot rent an item that has a retail value above $1,000. Well, what am I renting? I don't, seriously, I'm going to be renting Billy's floral shirt. I mean, you just go down and get one at Goodwill. So they've completed several of the lower priced rentals and have been reviewed. Oh, okay. So I can get the $1,000 shirt after I've rented some of the cheaper models to prove that I'm going to pay and take care of the clothes that I've rented already. Okay. And we'll see how that works out. Plus, are you going to want to be, I mean, we all have communication with social media, which, you know, I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. We have, you know, everybody's, you know, on Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. And now I'm going to have to be communicating with three people in my neighborhood who are renting my clothes, and I have to keep track of that. That's the app's job, Jeff. Oh, okay. All right. Did he ever bring back my shoes? No. Oh, that bastard. I need him tonight. We're going out. I'm going to have to worry about a collection service, too. No, thank you. I like the, I mean, I'm kind of, now if you could do it, see Cameo, which I'm on Cameo, at JeffyJFR. They're my pimp. And you just order a Cameo from me through Cameo, and then Cameo says, hey, fat man, this person wants you to be really happy and wish them a happy birthday. And I do it. That's, you know, I'm their hooker. That's what I am. I'm there. No, I'm their streetwalker. No. You know what I mean. And so now I got to worry about clothes. I got to collect clothes with the rental stuff. I don't know. You know it's going to go over good. You know it's going to go over huge. People are going to be, oh, yeah. Thank you. No, it's not mine. Thank you. Jeez, that dress looks really nice. Thank you. Yeah, I got it from Cindy. She lives a couple neighborhoods over, but I got it on the new ByRotation app, and I just love it. I just love it. I've rented some other stuff from her. The other day, I took the kids to the park, and she has this cutest outfit with the t-shirt and the shorts that match. I'm going to rent them next week to wear to yoga. And so today, I thought, this dress, don't you think it looks great on me? I know. I couldn't believe it fits so nice. So I've got to get it back to her by Saturday. That's probably going to be huge. We'll be right back. So the world's strongest laser has recreated the pressure. Well, it's the pressure-driven ionization. I don't want to talk down to you. I'm just telling you what they say. It's recreated the pressure-driven ionization. And that's when electrons are ripped from their host atoms, which occurs inside giant planets and stars. I mean, have we not seen the documentary The Core? We created a giant laser that drilled to the center of the Earth. It's already happened. I don't know why we're messing around with this other stuff. We've already done it in movies. Okay, the documentary has shown us how it can be done. So let's just move on, shall we? Just move on. I see. You know who else should move on is Tiger Woods' woman. You know, the former girlfriend. She won't let it go. She won't let it go. They have, the judge already said, "Hey, go to mediation. Go to mediation, and you know that'll work it out." She won't hear of it. She doesn't want to go to mediation. She wants the. We need to reconsider that. And I can't go to mediation. I just can't. Yeah, you're going to end up with Tiger's going to be pissed and let you walk away with $10 million. The hell! I don't know how you'll get by. Because I think she was originally asking for 30. So let's just go to mediation. And you just hold out until they say, this is our final offer, or we walk. And you say, you know what? That sounds good. I'll sign there. And you take that money. That's my legal advice. That's my legal advice to you. And we're talking about sports, since Tiger got me thinking about sports. Enough already with the Tom Brady coming back to play for the Raiders this year, okay? I know it's a nice little talking point story, and it would be fun, but he already owns a piece of the team. Well, that hasn't been approved yet, Jeff. I know, but it will be. And but he now has finally said, look, I'm not coming back, okay? He said that before, too. Yeah, I know. But he's not coming back. He's got too many other things going on. And he did say something that I was a little surprised about, because I thought he was going to blow off the broadcasting job. I really did. I thought he's going to buy into the Raiders. He bought into the women's basketball professional team in Vegas. I know he's invested in the pickleball world. He's got the kids. He's got the Brady brand. He's got a lot going on. And I thought for sure he was going to just say, you know, since I'm going into ownership of the NFL, how about I don't do the broadcasting? But he said in this deal that he was going to do this. He was looking forward to the broadcast deal, which is 10 years, $375 million for Fox. So, okay. All right, Tom. I think that here's my legal advice to Tom. Don't. Yeah, don't do it. Continue to be Tom Brady, superstar, and you can do interviews during the games, but you don't have to do play-by-play. You start doing play-by-play, now you're going to start getting judged as, you know, we loved you as a player, but you suck. And they've already got some good announcers that you're going to be, they're going to have to displace and move around. There's always room for more announcers, believe me. But maybe you just don't do that, and you just become an owner. And every so often, they show you up in the box smoking a cigar. You're hanging out. There's Tom Brady, Hall of Famer. In fact, they're busy building his own wing. And I mean, that's what's going to happen. You know that, right? I mean, in Canton, they should already be starting construction. The cranes should already be brought in to bring in his own wing at the Hall. It just got to happen. Anyway, while it would be fun for him to play this year, come back, team's in trouble, looking to the playoffs. Yeah, go ahead. Let's suit up, help the team out. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, another thing that shouldn't happen, this guy almost died doing it, and I feel like I need to tell you this as a friend. As a friend, because I care about you. I do. Don't look at me like that. I do. You follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR, and Instagram and Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. I know that. And you could always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, always. You know that. I appreciate your emails, good or bad, and I do see them. I don't, you know, read them all on the air, but I do see them. Some of the better ones do reach the show. But this particular story, I feel like you need to know about, okay? If you are suffering, if you or someone you love is suffering from constipation, and I know that's a problem. It doesn't say in the story how much of a problem it is or what the numbers are, and I haven't seen a constipation commercial lately to let you know the exact numbers. 2 in 5 people in America suffer from constipation every day. I don't know those numbers, but I'm sure that the numbers are, you know, higher than expected. So this man was trying to treat his constipation, and he inserted a live eel up his butt. Now, the reason I'm telling you about this is because, well, he almost died by inserting the live eel up his butt. And he let the eel just do its thing. It was still alive. You know, it obviously was, I'm sorry, I should, he rammed a live eel up his butt to beat that old constipation. Now, this man really almost died, because the thing is, here's the thing. It traveled up into his colon, and there was a bit of a hole in the colon wall. This might not happen to you. All right, you may not have a little hole, a little extra hole inside of you for the eel to get into. So the surgeons went in and they pulled it out. And it was still alive. It was still alive. It's unbelievable. And the surgeon's like, well, I sure hope he's learned his lesson about not putting live eels into your anus. Thanks, Doc. Thanks. I know I figured it out. I figured it out even before it happened. But now it doesn't say, I will say this, it doesn't say whether the constipation was cured or not. It just says, it talks about the eel crawling up the guy's anus and getting in his abdomen, which, you know, you don't want. But I think the constipation, I think it actually worked. He's not worried. I'll tell you one thing. He wasn't worrying about the constipation. So it worked. Man, this is a kind of misleading story. Oh, I wanted to congratulate 14-year-old Dev Shah of Pinellas Park, Florida. We used to call it, I probably shouldn't. I mean, I technically at one point in my life, I lived in Pinellas Park, Florida, because it's right there between St. Petersburg and Seminole. And, you know, it's right there. It's Pinellas County. But the neighborhood I lived in went around the corner. When you went around the corner where my house was, that was considered Pinellas Park. But then you go back around the corner, that was considered living in the city of St. Petersburg. So, I mean, but we used to call it Pinellas Park. That's before I moved in. Anyway, congratulations to Dev Shah of Florida, who won the Scripps National Spelling Bee with the final word PSAMMOPHILE.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the word. But I bet you this kid could spell it, no problem. See, they don't even want to say that it's Pinellas Park. That's awesome. In the story from CNN. Yeah, he's from Largo. nobody wants to admit from Pinellas Park. That's not nice. That is not nice. I'll tell you that right now. So he won the bee. He gets to take home $50,000. First prize. That's pretty good. 11 students made the finals after 11 million people entered the spelling competition throughout the world. The preliminary rounds were held earlier in the week. Thursday's finals, if you're listening live, today is the 2nd of June. We're in National Harbor, Maryland. Dev correctly spelled S-C-H-I-S-T-O-R-R-H-A-C-I... No, wait. Stop. No, Judge, wait. Wait, no, that's not what I meant. S-C-H-I-S-T-O-R-R-H-A-C-H-I-S.
Amorphophallus.
That's wrong. That's not the word. And then he correctly spelled A-E-G-A-G-R-U-S.
Amenthes agrestes.
Wait.
Amorphophallus.
That's not it. Yeah, thank you. Romac. R-O-M-M-A-C-K. And Tolcester. T-O-L-S-E-S-T-E-R. Well, congratulations, Deb. That is awesome. Wait a minute. So Dev picked the right definition of C-H-I-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y, identifying it as someone who tells fortunes using lines on the palm of the hand. Hey, I got it, Dev. Don't be talking down to me, okay? I know it's a fortune teller when you talk about C-H-I-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y. Okay, I got it. Now, he competed against a 14-year-old Charlotte Walsh from Virginia. They were the final two standing at the spelling bee. She gets $25,000. Get out of here. Not even worth it. She spelled a bunch of words, too. They have a lot of letters in them, and that's what she spelled. So congratulations to her. 231 elementary and middle school students in the National Spelling Bee this year were as young as 9 and as old as 14. Yeah, so this girl from Maryland was time to retire. 14, man. Wow. Congratulations to all those kids. I mean, it's so difficult to be up on stage like that. Remember all those stupid words? I mean, those great words. And you just, I mean, why? You got Google. Why do you need to know how to spell them? I mean, hello. There's AI. Why do I need to learn how to spell? There's AI. I mean, we don't even, it's just silly. I was just reading a story, too, and I was wondering why I keep seeing this story come up in my algorithm. And now I know why, because the ships, Nash, it's the ships, right? Scripps. It's not the ships. That's the ships spelling bee. The Scripps National Spelling Bee. The story is about how they choose words and how some words in the spelling bees are taken out. You know, and it talks about the prestigious bee has kept its strategies under wraps. Yeah, you got to keep that secret. We don't want people to know what words are gone. And, you know, we don't know what words. So 21 members of the selection panel gathered, and they put thousands of words on a paper and they're allowed to leave. And they're not allowed to leave the premises. Oh, that's how they pick the words. So they get together and they order drinks, probably a sandwich, bring in a fresh pack of smokes, and they pick words. Are we good with those words? Yeah. Yep, we're good. Can I go home now? Yes, I can. So congratulations. Congratulations to Dev Shaw for winning the Florida, or from Florida, Largo, Pinellas Park, somewhere on the west coast of Florida. Congratulations for winning the National Spelling Bee and taking home the big bucks and kicking that girl's butt. So it's Friday, and that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from our four, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Thomas Carr. If you win, not only will you come back for another round, you will win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. And for more information, you or someone in the audience can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, be sure to email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Welcome to Thomas Carr. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Jeffy. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. So, Tom, according to your area code, that's a Florida area code, correct?
It is.
Now, I know. I know in today's world, that's what I was just going to ask, because I saw you can keep the same number, and I wanted to be sure. So you're living in Tennessee now, and we're talking to, and obviously we can. You're talking to me in Australia, Jeff. No, I mean, we're talking to you from Tennessee as we speak.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee. You got that right.
I love it. How's life in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
It's very good. A lot nicer than Florida these days.
Wow,
I love Florida.
Oh, really?
It's very busy and very expensive in South Florida these days.
Yeah, well, there's other places you could move to, you know, instead of South Florida. I mean, you could move over to the West Coast, live in Tampa Bay, and just, you know, enjoy life a little bit.
Wait 5 years and have it be the same thing. I figured I'd try to get ahead of the curve.
I love Tennessee. Anyway, Tennessee is beautiful, man. It's gorgeous country up there.
It's been good for our family, that's
good.
For sure.
Absolutely. Very glad to hear it. All right, Thomas. All right, you ready to play?
I am.
All right, four headlines, one of them not real. What's the lie? Headline number one, Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising for Filipino online casino. Headline number two, a Dutch supermarket has installed slow checkout lanes for the elderly and other people who might want to chat. Headline number three, woman accused of breaking into a restaurant to make a salad, ruining $500 worth of food items. Headline number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the rap party. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Maryland license plates now inadvertently advertising Filipino online casino. Number two, a Dutch supermarket has installed slow checkout lanes for the elderly and other people who want to chat. Headline number three, woman accused of breaking into a restaurant to make a salad, ruining $500 worth of food. Headline number four, a Barbie movie extra said producers banned the song Barbie Girl at the rap party. Those are your four headlines. Thomas Carr from the great state of Tennessee. What is the lie?
I'm going to have to go with number one.
Number one. Oh, no. Thomas, gosh darn it. I wanted you to win, too. I did. I wanted you to win, but no, that is not correct. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing to What's the Lie? What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of the recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, III.
Don't tell me it was Barbie Girl.
Okay, I won't. But it was.
Oh, that was going to be the one I second guessed.
Was it, though? Was it, though? Because I feel like it wasn't.
Thank you, Jeffy. It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate it. I wanted you to win, too. You know who's happy about this than me? Darian. He's
obviously
happy. Because, you know. All right. Thanks, Thomas. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Jeffy. Right. Have a good one.
Be safe. All right. So, Darian, speaking of that, you know, Darian won last week. And
yeah, where's my chance?
That's what I'm saying. I forgot.
Seriously.
I forgot.
I thought you win, you play on the next week.
I know, I forgot.
The heck, Jeffy?
I didn't think you were going to win, so I had Thomas scheduled. And
right, did you?
That's what I said.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.